some presidential debates, says it will tighten the format before President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden face off again. This after their first debate Tuesday was widely panned as the worst in American history. The two candidates frequently interrupted one another or talked at the same time, with debate moderator and Fox News journalist Chris Wallace rebuking Trump for not following the rules. The independent commission that organizes the debate said it would impose new restrictions to ensure a more orderly discussion before the second and third presidential debates set for later this month. Trump, of course, declared himself the winner and criticized the moderator, saying, "I was debating two people last night." He was speaking of Mr. Biden and the journalist Chris Wallace. Meanwhile, in a video, the Biden campaign attacked Mr. Trump for declining during the debate to reject the support of white supremacists. The video showed a snapshot of Trump saying, "Stand back and stand by," when referring to the Proud Boys, a right-wing and pro-Trump group with several hundred members. While some of the Proud Boys called the president's comments on an endorsement, Enrique Tarrio, the group's leader, who identifies as Afro-Cuban, said he did not. On Telegram, Tarrio said the Proud Boys don't espouse white supremacy and echoed the group's longstanding disavowal of racism, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism. But Joe Biggs, another well-known Proud Boys leader, took Trump's comments as a call to action, saying on his Telegram channel, quote, "This makes me so happy." On Wednesday, Mr. Trump told reporters he didn't know who the Proud Boys are, actually, but that he is against white supremacy. In other political news, President Trump Thursday signed a bill to keep the government running into December after funding briefly lapsed when he failed to meet a midnight deadline on the legislation. This is VOA News. Shock and outrage in India after a second Dalit woman dies of what are